"That's right," said Ron, catching on. "Why don't you leave us here, sir? We've only got one more corridor to go."
"You know, Weasley, I think I will," said Lockhart. "I really should go and prepare my next class." And he hurried off.
"Prepare his class," Ron sneered after him. "Gone to curl his hair, more like." They let the rest of the Gryffindors draw ahead of them, then darted down a side passage and hurried off towards Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. But just as they were congratulating each other on their brilliant scheme,
"Potter! Weasley! What are you doing?"
It was Professor McGonagall, and her mouth was the thinnest of thin lines.
"'We were,' Ron stammered. "'We were going to go and see Hermione,' said Harry.
Ron and Professor McGonagall both looked at him.
"'We haven't seen her for ages, Professor,' Harry went on hurriedly, treading on Ron's foot, "'and we thought we'd sneak into the hospital wing, you know, and tell her the mandrakes are nearly ready and, not to worry.'
Professor McGonagall was still staring at him, and for a moment Harry thought she was going to explode. But when she spoke, it was in a strangely croaky voice.
"'Of course,'
she said, and Harry, amazed, saw a tear glistening in her beady eye.
"'Of course, I realise this has all been hardest on the friends of those who have been